Wyoming U.S. Representative Liz Cheney admits that Tuesday was a bittersweet night for her. While she says she's delighted to represent Wyoming for two more years, she's disappointed it will be as a member of the minority party. Cheney predicts rough sledding for Republicans as Democrats likely try to put themselves in position to win back the presidency in 2 years. In an effort to keep Wyoming issues on the forefront, though, Representative Cheney is seeking the number three leadership position among House Republicans. One thing that Cheney says needs to change is discourse that's leading to violent acts. I asked her what can be done about that.
I think that it's really important for people to try to stay focused on substance. And, you know, I don't think that we ought to be condemning disagreements over policy, and we shouldn't have the impression that somehow we should all agree all the time, because, you know, what's in many ways so special about our system is we do all get to vigorously advocate for our positions. But I think that when we're doing that, we ought to be sure that, you know, we're not giving voice to those people that are threatening violence or, you know, actually carrying it out on behalf of, you know, whatever it is they say they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, too, it's really important when you look at the tragedies that we've seen, for example, at the Tree of Life Synagogue. You know, it is crucially important that we all stand up, especially when you're talking about anti-Semitism and the history that we've seen with respect to what happened in Europe during World War II and the Holocaust, and just that we all, no matter what party we're in, that we all stand up against any kind of anti-Semitism and make sure that, you know, that has no place in this country.
I want to ask you about a position you're running for, the conference chairmanship. Maybe you could explain to our listeners what that might mean and, you know, why you're interested in doing that.
Sure. Well, we, now that we're in the minority, we will have three, we'll have four, but the top three positions in leadership for the Republicans will be the minority leader, the minority whip, and then the conference chair. And the conference chair is responsible, basically, the conference is what we call all the Republicans in the House. And the conference chair is responsible for a lot of the communications and the messaging and making sure that, you know, those things that we've just been talking about in terms of the substance of our policies and what we believe in and what we're working for, that message gets out there, that people around the country know what their choices are when they go to vote in terms of between the Democrats and the Republicans, that people out there know this is what we would be doing, frankly, if we had the majority. It's really the person who is responsible for a lot of the messaging and communications for the conference. But also, if you're in that position, it gives you a seat at the leadership table. And particularly for, you know, us in Wyoming, where we've obviously just got one member, it's very, I think, useful and effective. And it's a really important way to make sure that, you know, Wyoming's issues stay at the top of the agenda, and that, you know, continue to have a very strong voice out there saying, look, you know, one size fits all from D.C. doesn't fit a state like Wyoming a lot of the time. And just it will be a really good way, an important way, especially with us being in the minority now, to be able to make sure that I'm fighting in every way possible for what we need at home.
You know, you've got some issues still out there that I thought of healthcare. I mentioned that earlier, and you know, mm-hmm. you've got endangered species. You've got a few things, and maybe more tax cuts. Do you see an effort to try and get some of those things done by the end of the year?
I think there will be, for sure. You know, during this lame duck term before the House actually changes hands in January, I do think there'll be a real push to get done everything we can get done. I think that, you know, it's a little bit different, obviously, for the Senate, because Republicans gained seats in the Senate. You know, I think that in a lot of ways, the most important work that the Senate's been able to do is the confirmation of judges and, of course, the two new justices on the Supreme Court. And that kind of work, which, you know, they are now at record numbers in terms of the numbers of judicial nominees confirmed. Those confirmations, those judges, and the justices, they change things, and, you know, they're obviously lifetime appointments, and they really will have an impact, I think, for generations. So I know the Senate will continue to work on that. I know, you know, both Senators Enzi and Barrasso are going to continue to be very involved across the range of issues, and we'll continue working with them. And then, obviously, try to get as much passed as we can over here before things change hands.
And I also was thinking when I was mentioning endangered species and a lot of these environmental things, it just, I mean, am I 100% naive about this? But it just seems like you've got to have some folks on the other side that are in rural areas that you could partner up with and maybe get some things through.
Yeah, I do think that's right. And I think, you know, part of, you know, what we saw with the Senate races last night was that, you know, when you've got Democrats in rural areas, they're not likely to vote the same way that the Democrats do in the big urban areas. And I think that, you know, where we don't always have agreement, but you know, certainly you would hope that somebody's views would be more reflective of the people they represent rather than, you know, sort of some of the big left-wing groups around the country. So I'm hopeful. And I also think it's important to remember, you know, that the Republicans control the executive branch. We've got, you know, Secretary Zinke at Interior and Secretary Perdue at Ag. And, you know, those are both very important positions, obviously, for Wyoming and across the West. And so you'll continue to see, I think, good policies coming out. And, you know, having, you know, two-thirds of the government is better than one-third, certainly, but not as good as having all of it. But I think that we still have a good, sort of the table is set in a way that we can still have a lot of success.
Well, Representative Cheney, always a pleasure having you on, and good luck. It's going to be an interesting few months.
Great. Well, thanks, Bob, and I'll look forward to talking to you again soon.